Moses sent 12 men, one from every tribe. Caleb was from the tribe of Judah, and Joshua was from the tribe of Ephraim. These two men, along with 10 others, went to spy out the land, brought back their report along with some of the fruit of the land, and they went to Moses. The first 10 told the story as they saw it. In the 13th chapter, beginning with verse 27, records for us what they told Moses. They said, "We came to the land where you sent us, and surely it flowed with milk and honey. This right here is the fruit of it. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there." But they didn't stop there. The Bible says they brought up an evil report of the land that they had searched, saying, "The land which we searched is a land that eats up the inhabitants, and all the people we saw there are men of great stature. We saw giants, and we were in our own sights as grasshoppers, and so were we in their sight." Perhaps the greatest sin of Christians in this century is the mistake made by the spies facing human problems with human resources, whether it be preparing a church budget, deciding to share our faith, or tackling our personal problem. The question often is, how much can I do? Seldom do we ask, how much can God do? And as a result, failure is inevitable. Instead of comparing our problems with God, we compare them to ourselves. Little wonder we soon feel like grasshoppers among an army of giants. Christ's disciples were guilty of that sin of unbelief. When Jesus suggested that the multitude be fed, they checked their resources and concluded 200 denarios worth of bread is not sufficient for them. And when they discovered the fishes and the loaves, he says, "What is this among so many?" The best that they could do was to match the human resources with human needs. And the result, there was simply not enough food to go around. The boy who gave his lunch saw the same problem, but apparently he had enough insight to include Christ in his calculation. Maybe Christ could go beyond human resources. Maybe he could do the impossible. Maybe he was relevant to the pressing problems. The boy was right. Why did the 10 spies succumb to the grasshopper complex? It began with the negative thinking. "We are not able," they said, "to go up against the people, for they are too strong for us." The spies thought of more reasons why they couldn't do it than why they could. And then they exaggerated the situation. "We are like grasshoppers." Unbelief will always distort the facts. So, why did those 10 spies succumb to the grasshopper complex? First, it started out with a wrong way of thinking. "We are not able to go up against the people, for they are too strong for us," they said. These 10 spies compared themselves. "Little old me, living out in the desert in a tent. There's no way we can come up against these big, tall giants who live in fenced cities, tall walls, strong men. They are too strong for us. We are like grasshoppers." they exaggerated. Unbelief will always distort the situation. A Christian who refuses to trust God for problems as they arise will magnify his difficulties. A pessimist is not only well aware of the negative side of every situation, but will also invent other reasons why failure should be expected. The next step of unbelief was their desire to return to Egypt. They were ready to cut and run. They said, "We wish we had died when we were in Egypt. We wish we would even die right here in the desert rather than fall by the sword. Let's make us a captain and let's go back to Egypt." They were more willing to go backwards than they were forward. They were too willing to go back to where they came from than they were willing to go where God intended for them to go. People who have not experienced the power and the willingness of God to help his people constantly hover between their faith in God and their desire to go back into the world. As James reminds us, a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways.
If you've been walking the same old road for miles and miles, if you've been hearing the same old voice tell the same old lies, you're trying to fill the empty holes inside. There's a better life. There's a better life.
If you've got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom or saving, he's a prison shaking savior. If you've got chains, he's a chain breaker.
We've all searched for the light of day in the dead of night. We've all found ourselves worn out from the same old fight. We've all run to things we know just ain't right. And there's a better life, ooh, there's a better life.
If you've got pain, he's a pain taker. Feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom, a saving, he's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, he's a chain breaker.
If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel, somebody testify.
If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify, testify.
If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify.
Oh, you got pain. Savior, if you got chains, he's a chain breaker.